of people were arrested and businesses shut in the Ethiopian capital on suspicion of supporting Tigrayan rebels in the country's war-torn northern region, according to police speaking to Ethiopian state media on Saturday. The Addis Ababa police commissioner said those detained had suspected links to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. That's the region's once powerful ruling party that the government has since outlawed as a terrorist group. The police commissioner told the Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation that 323 people have been arrested on suspicion of helping the TPLF. The arrests come as the war in Tigray takes on a new dimension with the deployment of forces from several regions in the fight against the Tigrayan rebels. This signals a potential widening of the conflict. The fighting has already left thousands dead and, according to the United Nations, pushed 400,000 into famine. On Friday, Amnesty International accused Ethiopia of arbitrarily arresting dozens of ethnic Tigrayans in Addis Ababa and elsewhere since rebels retook control of the region's capital last month. The Ethiopian government has denied engaging in ethnically motivated arrests. A commission composed of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet on Saturday, saying they want to begin the process of naming a new president. Organizers say the group plans to meet with 10 Haitian senators whose terms have not expired. Haiti's parliament is currently out of session because the terms of most of its members ended before elections could be held to re-elect or replace them. Haiti's facing a power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. This is VOA News. A group of international government advisors say they're concerned about England's plans to lift virtually